So, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, Cole, anybody who knows me knows that I am huge into cryptocurrency.
Right? Oh, yeah. Like your Dogecoins?
Yeah. Like Dogecoins, Bitcoins, Kanye West is a new one. That's not a joke. That's actually true. I'm real into cryptocurrency because I own a hotel and three houses on the Silk Road.
Okay.
So I've got a real good opium and human slave trade going on there. And two, just because I don't want the man to get us. And I'm glad you brought up Dogecoins because I've got this new program that will predict the value of Dogecoins. It's my third favorite cryptocurrency.
Wow. Such value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you go to, you follow, Dogecoin at Dogecoin.txt on Twitter, as everyone says, it's going to be worth millions of dollars in 2014. But I've got this big red shiny button here that will actually tell me how much it's worth.
We got something coming over the wire. It is the Roy coin.
Roy coin. So yeah. You can call him Roy and you can spend him.
It is a Flaming Lips based currency. Okay. So this button here, there's so many cryptocurrencies popping up.
I know it's, and it can only get better and bigger. Like, I feel like this is the kind of fad that you look at and you say, you know what? It's time has come. There's infinite room for these things. And I'm just glad to be on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go ahead and press the button here, and then.
Whoa!
It's not a time machine. Okay. It just displayed a number on my screen. Also, you can see it. So it looks like there's going to be a lot of changes for the Dogecoin this year, and it's actually showing that the Dogecoin is going to go down in value. But what's going to go up in coin is the Scrapyard Dogecoin.
Fuck, I said Roy coin instead of Wayne coin.
I thought you were talking about Roy Khan, and I was like, oh, it's one of Cole's like, Nick at Night things. I better laugh.
I'd better laugh. He said it like he was proud. Let's indulge him.
Yeah, that's gonna be some actor who like guested frequently on Mary Tyler Moore. It probably means something to him. Is it Roy Khan a thing?
I don't know.
Like, there was also a bit of recognition. It wasn't just me being a jerk. Roy Khan is a thing. He's from he's an American attorney who became famous during Senator Joseph McCarthy's investigations into communist activity.
There we go. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's what I thought you were referencing.
Was McCarthyism. I do reference McCarthyism a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was just that. Roy Khan.
Yeah.
However,
yeah, I don't appreciate this witch hunt into my Nick at Night tendencies.
Who knows what Cole's do at night? Nick at Night.
So, what's your name?
My name is Gary Butterfield.
And my name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, which is the show where we sometimes talk about bad games.
And sometimes just talk about culture and whatever we feel like.
Yeah. We have our fingers on the pulse of culture.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting at. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
As Gary kind of alluded to in our increasingly Byzantine pre-roll segments, we're talking about Scrapyard Dog, which is continuing our series of non-standard emulators.
Yeah, I'm very happy that we did a Lynx game.
Whew, boy,
that not Lynx. Happy that we did it. I'm just happy that the Lynx
existed.
Well, no, I'm not happy about that. I'm happy that we can scratch another thing off of like this. I've never played a Lynx game.
Oh,
so my bucket list, my 30x40 list or whatever, I can scratch this off.
Is that something that people refer to, the 30x40 list?
There's a 30x30 list.
Oh.
So I'm gonna make this a little harder for Cole to edit because I want you to edit out the name of this person. I have a coworker whose name is you just bleep that, who is very charming, like a really nice guy. On his blog, he has a 30 by 30 list, and it's amazing. Like there, like there's some of them are like it's so a lot of them are to celebrate New Year's in this city, and there's like six of them are just cities he wants to celebrate New Year's for, but some of them are so bland. It's like buy hotel art or buy coffee art from a coffee shop. And it's like he's just really weird. He's 24 and he's the weirdest fucking guy.
I can admire setting stuff that's like, you know, reasonable.
But... Oh sure, like I'm not anti goal. Like it's not, it's not like you can't want to do things.
But it's a matter of like, are you publishing this as like, holy crap, I am inspired by this Jack Nicholson / what's his name, Sam Goodman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's name.
Saint Goodman.
Saint Goodman. Nelson Saint Mandela.
There we go.
Yeah.
Not too late.
So this Jack Nicholas Nelson Mandela movie. I'm inspired by this.
It's so weird. It was a thing before the movie. Like the guys.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
We didn't invent it. But it's just a list of goals for you do by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
I can't do that now. Mm-hmm. That has passed me by.
Well, here's the thing about those kind of lists, Gary. Here's the thing about those kind of lists. You can still do that shit. Like you don't need to like declare to everybody. Just say to yourself, "Huh, I'd really like to travel to Scotland someday." And then you just in the middle of the night, you open up your phone and you check Expedia flights to Scotland and think, "Huh, I can't afford that yet." And then you think, "Oh, maybe I should save some money." Then you feel really bad about your life. And then you just drink some more.
Yeah, and then you don't go because you have to pay rent.
And you're running out of money because you buy so much booze. Yeah,
exactly. And you're buying so many phones and blowing all your money on Expedia.
Yeah.
The thing about those 30 by 30 lists is every year you have to add one. So I could start one now, but it'd be a 33 by 33 list. And I'd have to, you know, and then I'd only have 1 year to do 33 things. If I wait until next year, I mean, it's even worse. I have 1 year, you know, to do 34 things.
Yeah.
Like, it was easy when you're young. Like my 7 by 7 list was a fucking breeze.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just like try hot dogs on a bun instead of cut up.
Yes. Swallow Kinect blocks, go to hospital.
Yeah, check. Yeah. Get tonsils out, check. Like it just, you know, super, super easy. Watch parents get divorced. Check, check, check. Yeah. It was so easy. But now there's just too many goals, you know?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
So wait a minute. Does your 34 by 34 list have to contain entirely separate entries than your 33 by 33?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Yeah, that can get pretty, it can get pretty tricky because I think that like any given individual can only like call so many people friends or even remember so many people's names. I think that like each of us only has a certain number of aspirations in us.
Yeah, that's true. And they shift.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just be like, I'm really interested in this. Then you go like, that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you decide to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'd
like to have sex in a pool. Oh, wait, that sucks. All right.
Don't. Let me just tell you one thing. Don't have sex submerged in water.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst. But you have to learn because life is about experiences and it's
when people say they want to have sex in water, what they should be saying is they want to have sex next to water.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of romantic and nice.
Yeah.
Or you can make out in water.
Yeah.
But then that's even kind of a bad idea because you get all boned out. And then you had to get up and like dry off and clean chlorine off all your parts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, in order to do it, and like, there's no way to like, you know, sexily like dry yourself off. I guess you can go have like a dual shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's a good idea anyway. Like nobody ever got hurt there, but kind of like, I'd like to hop in a jacuzzi with you. Let's make butthole soup together in water that is perfectly the temperature of buttholes. Baby.
Yeah, it's you don't trick the butthole into tensing up.
Yeah,
it's natural environment. The you said in a hot tub, like you just it's the same thing. You just kind of close your eyes and just do it, and you have to not think about so much.
Yeah,
like it's very nice. It's the same thing, I guess, as like a massage, right? Like, you know, like you're in butthole soup. You're not thinking about the filth. However, massage, you need to not think about this person who's like manipulating you.
I've gotten a handful of massages in my life and I've been far more comfortable and far more far less uptight during them than I've ever been in a hot tub.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I'm just saying they both require this, like, a different but same amount of, like,
detachment,
you know,
do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. you have to separate from your corporeal form.
Get a tattoo, or like, I can get a tattoo. I can't get a massage. Why do I say tattoo? I can't get a massage. Like, I can't. I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, I've gotten a couple of massages from people, you know, with whom I'm involved, and it's fine, you know. But like, going to a professional thing and just having somebody like grease me up and I lay naked on a towel,
yeah,
with a towel or something like that, that's very abhorrent to me.
Yeah, so I've never gotten like a shirt off, like, oily massage, but like my work for about a year, because I work at fucking Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, they had massages on Fridays because they recognized they were stressing us out too much. like a shirt on, sitting in a crazy, I think it was like a repurposed sex swing. Yeah, I know. So sitting in that, just kind of like, oh, 15 minutes, somebody's gonna, you know, like, oh, you got some tension here, and then you go about your day. That's kind of okay, I guess.
Is this kind of weird to me that like a hot tub grosses you out, but sitting on a repurposed sex swing does not?
It's not like a repurposed sex swing. Like, she wiped it down too. I made sure
anything could be a repurposed sex swing.
Yeah, just like you melt down the component petroliums and stuff.
Looking at a mic stand that is probably recycled sex swing. Like,
yeah,
essentially, okay. That's what.
So just like everything reasons. Around us is covered in piss and has probably been in somebody's ass. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a hot tub, like, it is, you're right that it is, it has an element of grossness to it.
Yeah, it's butthole soup at butthole temperature.
Right, but so is everything, really, once you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're drinking warm chocolate milk, like, that's essentially got butthole particulates in it.
Yeah.
And is
that. So, I mean, just, okay, so if it's a matter of degrees, getting a clothed massage on a chair that you recognize and you made sure was wiped down with alcohol on all the places where your skin was going to make contact with, less contaminants than butthole soup.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Also, I mean, recognize you know that this is entirely like not reasonable. Stuff. Like, this isn't a rational thing.
They have like filters and things. Like, it's not just like, you know, they just like have a, like a, it's not like a bidet for giants. Like, it's not just like a douche release for like the gods of Olympus.
Yeah. You know? I recognize. I know that. Okay. But still, you know, it's like there's a certain amount of water. So the filter can only take so many numbers of gallons per minute or
semen.
Hour of semen.
The good Flutsibris pool suites are to be believed.
Yeah. Eventually, it's just clogged entirely with semen. Yeah.
I enjoy a hot tub from time to time. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth and I were talking about at some point getting a hotel that had one because it's, you know, kind of nice. Like, you just sit in a hotel, you drink some cold drink.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of nice. And they're spendy, though. Mm-hmm. And and right when we were talking about it, we were looking through the Cultural Weekly, and we found an ad for like two places that opened up at the same time who charge by the hour.
Okay.
It's like hot tub by the hour, and that's gross to me. Like, that's the line. Yeah. I can handle, like, a respectable hotel that just happens to have them. Like, whether there's a real difference or not. But, like, by the hour, like...
You want hot tub by the night.
Yeah.
With waterproof pillows.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And nautical blankets.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I need to be able to hose the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. Hot tub by the hour, though. Like, that's just, like, you... Like, there's no time. Mm-hmm. Like, I get in there. Like, even if they allow, like, a half hour to clean up, like, all the prostitute blood from Senator Killenstein. It's, like, late night stab rendezvous. Like, I just... Like, there's just not enough. There's not enough time for all that blood and semen. Both of which coagulate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. They curdle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they both turn into people. Yeah. If you leave them out long enough, there's just a homunculus.
Yeah, you've got these blood golems running around.
Yeah, they just form Portland's underbelly.
Yeah, down the Shanghai tunnels, these blood and cum golems.
Yeah, just, my dad is a senator. Yeah. I never met my mother.
Yeah, no, so I will not run screaming from a hot tub going, no, 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 no. But yeah. Most hot tubs that I've encountered have been public in some nature, and I was at a hotel with some family members, and I saw some little kids like in the hot tub, because when you're a little kid you want to get into the hot tub, right? And they're like, oh, there are bubbles here, oh, and not like the jets, but like actual soap foam,
which meant
that somebody probably bathed in there, most likely, or didn't entirely rinse themselves off in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, or there's some chemical, you know, some bodily.
Yeah. Some kind of bodily oil that effervesces.
They just lie from their human fat. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something gross happened there. Yeah. I can see not wanting to get into a foaming body of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a bubble bath. That's a. I want a shower equivalent of a bubble bath pretty bad.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there's really no way treat yourself in the shower. Like, showers are all business.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can just be in there a lot.
Unless you crank one out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you can treat yourself cranking.
Yeah, you can treat yourself in the shower just like you can, you know, treat yourself in the anywhere. Car, in the supply closet at work, in line at the Arby's.
Yeah, you can treat yourself in many, many
places.
Want
some horsey sauce?
Yeah. Horsey sauce is already gross.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't even need that. I wish there was a luxury version of a shower. You know? To shower off this terrible game.
Oh, this game that we just avoided talking about it for 15 minutes, Gary.
There's not much to say.
There is not. It is boring as fuck.
It's boring and stupid. It's
so boring. Yeah. So Atari games are weird. The Atari Lynx especially is weird. Although in looking at the Wikipedia page, I realize it is ambidextrous, and that was something that was marketed as a feature.
Yeah, it's neat. And you can turn it vertically. Mm-hmm. Like there are games where you turn it vertically. Like
to play Gauntlet.
Yeah, the Wonder Swan or what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, similar. That's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's something that is trying to approximate an arcade. Yeah, a lot of arcades had vertically or oriented screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's really just a portable Atari 7200 or whatever, right?
Yeah, 7800.
Yeah.
Which is not like a great system or anything. I think when I was thinking of the Lynx, I really thought it was more advanced than this.
Yeah, me too. Like I think of Lynx. What has which system has the Aliens versus Predator on it?
I think like maybe it's Game Gear.
Jaguar
maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Jaguar. That was a console.
The big Aliens versus Predator. Yeah. Not some side scrolling one that I was imagining. Yeah, and has a really good Doom port on Jaguar. This is not that. This is like early DOS games.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger sprites.
Yeah.
But no prettier than the shittiest, like, and I like Commander Keen, but like the shittiest Commander Keen knockoff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at this, you know, again, we're talking about Scrapyard Dog, not Hot Tub Dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if there's a Hot Tub Dog in there.
Yeah, you know, no, I like to play with him.
Yeah. Hey, Pop.
Let's make an indie chick tracked kind of comic about hot tub dog.
About not getting in there in this hot tub dog.
Yeah.
Be it the dog or like the jazz musician. It undoubtedly has that name.
Hot tub. That's,
hot dog.
I think it's more of a ska musician kind of thing.
Hot tub dogs.
Yeah. And now on the sousaphone, Hot Tub Dog. But pick it up. Yeah. Tony Hawk 5, all hot tub dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do a 360 hot tub dog.
Yeah.
But I can't do it goofy foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goofy is hot tub dog.
He is a hot tub dog.
Yeah.
I kind of hate Goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm a big idiot. Whoa.
I got a troop.
Like he's always like, I always doing. His voice is just fucking stupid. Yeah. Gore's weird. weird way that like the animators used to think of people from the South. I feel like. Like, do you think that in the future Goofy will be considered, you know, kind of like blackface for cartoon dog Southern poor
blackface
people?
Blackface for white trash.
Yeah. Yeah, like you already can't really say white trash. Like that's not really okay.
Yeah, I know.
You know that's on the way out. I'm not saying it to you right now. I'm just saying, like that's not really acceptable. But like that's kind of Goofy's just this like I'm an Appalachian moron. Yeah,
so is Goofy just Jim Neighbors?
I don't know. You're fucking Nick at Night.
Gomer Pyle. Okay, Jesus Christ, Gary. read a fucking book.
Don't they teach you anything in school?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it came out like 15 years before I was born.
I know.
Like 25 years before you were born.
Mayberry PD, come on. So yeah, Goofy. I've always been more of a Donald man myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Donald. I agree with you. I like Donald Duck. He's like really ornery and he's like just pissed off sailor. Like,
yeah.
I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea of just this big happy, because Mickey Mouse, I've always thought was very boring.
Uh-huh.
You know, Like he's the Superman of that universe, but Donald Duck is like the Batman.
Yeah, Donald.
Even when it comes to the games, like he had all the gadgets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
Or no, not Donald Duck during that that Genesis game where he like shoots the plungers.
Arrows
on the wall. You can climb up the different things.
Yeah.
The same way you can car the Viking.
Yeah. No. Donald Duck gave us DuckTales. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His nephews that live with their. I guess they're his nephews, right? But they're also Scrooge's nephews?
I think that they're his nephews, and maybe Scrooge is their granddad?
They call him Uncle Scrooge.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're his kids.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still uncle. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
He has a girlfriend. It could be, like, or a wife or something like that. Okay. So I guess.
Daisy Duck. I think we can all agree Donald Duck has a weird and crazy non-Euclidean dick.
Yeah, we can all agree.
That is about the size of him.
Yeah. And that's why he has so many kids.
Yeah.
Just dropping seed.
Mm.
Dropping
that
seed.
Hot tub.
Yeah, throwing a hot dog full of
nope.
I don't want to say that out loud.
Scrapyard Dog, like its presentation kind of reminded me of like the weird Amiga games I used to play at my friend's house down the street, like Mouse Trap.
Yeah. It's got that kind of look to it.
Yeah. It's the most boring platformer in the entire world.
It's really boring. It's really slow.
Yeah.
Like everything is very slowly paced. You're just like, oh, my dog's gone. Let's go get my dog. Like Mr. Big stole him.
Yeah, Mr. Big.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. It's really boring. It's also the difficulty curve. Like it's very easy for the first level, and you get to the second level, and you just lose all your lives on that first jump you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the wheel coming down over the pile of hot dog runoff.
Yeah. It's you're stuck between a crane and a garbage pit.
Yeah, a crane in a brown place. It's weird how you press down to go into pipes like Mario too.
What?
And you run into, yeah.
Oh, I never did that.
A bunch of the garbage, if you press down, you'll go down into them.
Huh.
I wish you had done it because it's really weird. A bunch of them are shops, and there's this like angry guy who lives in the dumpster, I guess, the first one I ran to, he's selling time. It's like, do you want to buy more time? Yes, no. And it's just like, this is fucking kind of brilliant. I think I just ducked into this dumpster. And there's an old man with all these clocks behind him asking if I want to buy time, like a, you know, second run Batman villain. And then,
he's like Justin Timberlake in that one movie about you don't have any time left.
The movie I can't watch because it'll ring too true for me.
Some people are afraid to watch Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind or Synecdoche, New York. I'm just picking movies that make me cry at this point. But you're too afraid to watch Limitless featuring Bradley Cooper.
I cannot watch a movie where like the time is a little literal currency the way that it effectively is.
Yeah.
In my life. But another one you go down into and it's a gigantic pipe organ. That's under the ground with two letter P's, and I don't know what they do. Like, there's little platforms, there's little P's, and you bounce on the notes, which all make the same tone, which is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And, and for a little bit, I was thinking, like, oh, if these make different tones, I'm going to compose a rad-ass fucking song on this.
Oh, yeah. That's your next album, man.
Yeah. And this thing goes entirely in Scrapyard Dog. And just, like, I just keep regressing and regressing until...
So you're composing shit in Pong.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's all just duo note, you know, insufferable John Cage nonsense. But yeah, there's an organ under there for some reason.
Uh-huh.
There's all these like there's hidden things and there's power-ups and stuff you can buy too, but I never had enough money for it.
Okay.
So I never got to see anything you can do other than jump and throw what this like review calls killer cans.
Yeah, they're killer quantum cans because you can slam a jam that button and they just disappear.
Yeah, when you shoot one, the first one disappears.
Yeah,
like it can only render one on the screen, but it doesn't stop you from putting in the input.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like it's really janky.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's real game makery in its shittiness. Like I get caught up on a couple things. Like your jump is just really. Garbage and bad. Like this is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad. However, according to David Sherwin of the Atari Times, one of the best Lynx games. This is what I judge the Lynx by. The gameplay is a 90%. On his thing, like the sound effects he loves. He likes the story. He thinks it's really charming. The name of the review is "You Can Teach the Lynx New Tricks." Like, what kind of scrap piece of shit is the Lynx? Like, if this is the standard by which it is judged.
I have played Game Boy platformers that are so much better than this. Like, even bad Game Boy platformers have been better than this.
Yeah, like,
interesting, more textured. Like,
I feel like it probably wasn't better. However, this is about as good as that Ren and Stimpy game we played.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, that's a terrible game.
Oh, yeah.
However, this is about the same. Like,
but it has, like, this wide-eyed innocence. You're going after your dog. Like, I love the intro cutscene. Like, you're just there playing with your scruffy little dog. It's Ian Seymour from Futurama, right?
Yep.
Making thousands of nerds cry when he dies.
Little brown dog food.
And somebody comes up and shoots a child in the face and takes his dog.
Yep.
So it begins with the worst tragedy that anybody could imagine. And then it's like you're getting notes. Mr. Big.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know the little brown dog food?
No, I don't.
State
No. I think they took that sketch out because of the licensing.
It might be. Like, it might not be on the DVDs and stuff, but, like, it's just, like, little dog, that's the song, little brown dog food, little brown dog food, ruff, ruff. And the advertising campaign is hillbillies being like, it's good enough for your dog. He's eating it okay. This dog likes it. What's your problem? And then it goes to the little dog. So the entire premise is that, like, it's good enough for a dog to eat. Don't be so uppity with your dog food. Just buy little brown dog food. You know, the Lynx had a port of Ninja Gaiden?
Really?
Yep.
I don't know that I'm too terribly surprised by that. But
the reviews are 9s out of 10 on the. It's a flawless conversion of an arcade classic. I wonder if it's the arcade version.
So I think that Atari for a while was trying to exist and like, hey guys, the arcade's still relevant. But then Sega came in and said like, no, really, guys, this is the arcade. You're good here. You're good here.
Yeah. They didn't quite do it.
Yeah.
You could do like the Atari, like you ever think about these old shitty systems that like if they entirely focused on things within their power to do, how much better they'd be?
Oh yeah.
Like there's no reason Tetris wouldn't work on this.
Right.
You know, or like if they had come up with the first Tetris or just like worked on coming up with those kind of really simple, you know, concepts,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to kind of chasing the platformer cash cow.
Yeah.
You know, like the Lynx could be a wonderful game, or like a turn-based RPG would work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you could do a port of Dragon Warrior that'd be, you know.
Yeah, something that didn't require a bunch of things happening at once.
Yeah, or movement.
Yeah.
You know, like, it'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
You know, but just like it just flew too close to the fucking sun. You know?
By which we mean a foot off the ground.
Yeah, exactly. That was too close for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were albino.
So
they were,
here's my thing. Why was it that there was so much entertainment that was derived from existing and thriving off of garbage, by which I mean Fat Albert.
Like literal garbage.
Yeah, like here are Heathcliff. Let's see here, Chip and Dale. They were often in junkyards. Sanford and Son.
Yeah, those are all garbage craze of like 1975 to 1985.
Like
the Fat Albert, I can't really answer. And this I can't necessarily answer either. Like Heathcliff, like it's a cat archetype. That was like an archetype. So, and then I guess like,
turning everything into a fish skeleton.
Yeah, exactly. I guess Chip and Dale was more about size. Mm-hmm. Like there's often garbage around them because they were garbage sized beings.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, that was and more rodents like, thrive in garbage, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was more like Giant World.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, or like, you know, Harley Humongous's Shrunken Adventure or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like there was like a weird junkyard romanticism.
Yeah.
To it. Yeah. I don't know. And that really went away. There's not really like junkyard entertainment anymore.
No, we just have Adventure Time and Regular Show, which is like turn me into a 12-year-old today and I will just be like a pig in shit.
You know what it is? Is I think that like maybe the reason why that went out of style is because we realized that garbage is bad and a problem.
Yeah,
like it's not just kind of fun.
So Captain Planet came along and taught us.
Yeah,
taught
exactly.
us garbage is not anything to be is not anything to be a friend of.
Yeah, it used to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
However, now we don't like it because we're never. It's going to kill us all.
Yeah. We're literally going to choke on our own six-pack cans as opposed to dying of alcoholism.
Like
yeah.
a dumb baby bird.
Yeah. like a stupid baby duck.
Yeah, like an idiot duck with a corkscrew penis who impregnates all kinds of little Hueys, Deweys, and Louies. That's right.
Oh, no. Like, that's right. So you know that somebody on DeviantArt has like done like pregnancy fetish stuff of Huey, Dewey, and Louie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in their triplets, too. That's like a DeviantArt's web dream. Like,
oh, my gosh. It's exponential.
Yeah, exactly. It's three times the pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
I like it when Donald Duck and those other duck characters speaking is literally just like ocean noise, like going through the stores, and they're like it just sounds like Satan.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. My favorite thing about Scrappyard Dog, since we've avoided talking about it so often, like if you look it up on Wikipedia, all that mm-hmm. it brings up is Midnight Mutants, which was in kind of the same series, like, oh, we need to make this system relevant. Please help out. And it was a 7800 game. But Midnight Mutants just has a non-authorized similarity of Grandpa Munster on the box art.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I did not see that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I get into that.
Yeah.
Fine. Grab a monster.
I will not.
I'm surprised there isn't like a shitty monsters game.
Oh my gosh! Like I occasionally think like the monsters are ready for a comeback, kind of like the Addams Family had their comeback in the early '90s.
There is an Addams Family like live musical show that played
it's,
here.
It's terrible. It is so like the Addams Family musical is not good.
Why do you know that?
Because I've seen it.
Oh, why? You know what I was actually asking.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Because I was in New York when it premiered, and I was like, oh, I like the Addams Family, so I'm going to go see it. Like, no, it's awful.
Yeah,
Nathan Lane played what's his name? Mr. Adams.
M. Bison? Yeah.
Yeah. Played M. Bison. And Nathan Lane as M. Bison.
They had that thing that went around here. I just assumed that was like a joke, like thing to like.
No.
I was setting something up. That wasn't like going to have a serious conversation about the Addams Family musical. I'm saying it for a reason. There's this guy, and this is going to sound like this episode's making you sound like a huge dick because I'm talking about two people who I'm around who like I'm making fun of. But there's a guy who I hate follow on Facebook, and I don't actually like this guy, and I would talk about him at length. I don't feel bad about it. But he's like, you know, again, like a fairly young dude who's into a lot of the same stuff I'm at. And he posted for like weeks leading up to this musical, like, I'm so fucking stoked for this Addams Family musical. Mm-hmm. And there's like no sense of irony in this guy at all.
Yeah.
And it's really, really strange that he was like seeing somebody who was his age and had his interest being that excited for this, like, you know, kind of dead franchise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Addams Family is fine.
Franchise.
Like very dead. And like that first Addams Family movie has some pleasure in it. Mm-hmm. Like it's not a terrible movie.
Right.
You know, there's some, like, I don't think it's inherently bad.
Yeah.
It's just a strange thing for me to think of somebody being like super stoked for.
Yeah, like this is what their life is about. That was also the same year that the Young Frankenstein musical came out, and that was bad. Like, Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite movies ever. Like,
I could see that being much better.
Yeah.
Than the Addams Family one. Like, well, not necessarily that it would be.
Well,
it was.
They were trying to follow up on the success of the producers, and it was like, no, mm-hmm. no. Like,
yeah,
Young Frankenstein is too good for that. Like, Producers was like lower third tier Mel Brooks movie that was saved by being a musical.
It was meant to be a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I interrupted your story about.
No, that was the entirety of the story, is that it's fucking weird that the guy was into it. And then I found out you were into it and saw it. I kind of got derailed.
I wasn't into it. Like, I was like, oh, Addams Family. I want to go see some musicals while I'm living in New York. And it was
awful.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Go see a Broadway show.
Like, it was that or Mamma Mia. So,
yeah,
like, can you blame me?
If you put a gun to my head and said, like, what musical do you want to go see? I wouldn't have an answer. Like, I would just have to look through the racing form or whatever and just figure something out. So I could see just going for the thing that was most you know, immediately familiar.
Are there any reviews for this on GameFAQs? I could see this as being one that was below reproach of being in the database.
There is a GameFAQs entry, and there's the normal, like, people just making little random jokes on the message board because it's not populated.
Drug deals.
There's no Yep. And no reviews. There's a guide that's very thorough and straight-faced. Like, there's no jokes to it. There's nothing to make fun of. It's just, like, a really good guide if you want to get through Junk Scrapyard Dog.
Dedicated to Aunt Milda.
I could, yeah. R.I.P. I wish. Yeah.
In his name, Jesus Christ. It was compacted.
Yeah, it was compacted. Who I forgot to get out of the car, family vacation style.
Man, yeah. Now you're just pandering to me.
I like those movies. That's our age cutoff. Like that's how you can. That's our common the Venn diagram of the old timey entertainment. I guess it's not really old timey, but I love those vacation movies. Yeah. I can't remember now what I was going to say about Scrappy Yard Dog.
Yeah.
It was something, though. Trust me on that one. Wasn't about that. Like, I usually, for something like this where I can't get very far, like I got halfway through the second level, I try to find a speedrun or a let's play of it. Mm-hmm. There's no let's play that gets further than I did.
Really?
Like, if I wanted to today, I could do a let's play, because I'm pretty sure I could get past the part I wanted to.
Oh, man.
With a little bit of work. Like, I could become the only person on the internet who has a long play of Scrapyard Dog. I could also become the only person who's a speedrunner of Scrapyard Dog with just a couple hours work, probably.
There's very little namespace pollution in that. So anytime somebody searched for Scrapyard Dog,
I could get on Wikipedia.
Yeah. No, like you're planting your flag in a very, very small hill.
Yeah, I could do it. It'd be a pretty funny thing to do. Maybe I'll do it and I'll chronicle my journey of becoming the world's only speedrunner for a Scrapyard Dog. So, they do the Awesome Games Done Quick speedrunning thing, does Awful Games Done Quick sometimes.
Oh.
And it's pretty much the idea of it. It's just people who can speedrun the shittiest games.
So let's talk for just a moment about how difficult it is to emulate Lynx games.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Like it's as difficult as it is to emulate Sega CD games.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Yeah. So I had as much trouble. However, the BIOS was easier to find for this.
It, a little easier to find. It has to be hard on both ends, not just on our end of playing it, but the end of the people making it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it emulates like shit. Like, I scaled it up to twice as big. I didn't even go, like, four times as big, and it made the sound skip and, like...
Yeah. I loved it. I opened up the ROM and it showed up about the size of a postage stamp on my Retina screen. It's
so small.
Like,
that's not an exaggeration. Like, it's so fucking small.
It's like, have you ever tried emulating Game Boy Advance? Like, it's just about that small.
Yeah. But Game Boy Advance can still, like, you make this like twice as big. And
you can scale. So like on mine, I just had to increase the effect and it ended up being crisp. So it wasn't like blurry and artifacted and shit, but like I had to dive in menus for it.
Yeah, I got to go bigger visually, but it still like sounded like shit. Like making it big made the sound worse.
Yeah,
which makes I'm not a science man. I don't know why that is, but it emulated like shit. And boy, the soundtrack! Like if only I could have heard those glorious fucking like jingle-matic jingle like heavy platformer music.
Yeah,
with absolutely no sense of personality at all.
Yeah,
fuck this game. It's really so bad. Really bad. It's not basically like what is the marketing behind this? Like, if you're gonna pitch this to somebody, like, how would you even? Well, we got a dog in a junkyard, and like, the guy's gonna get his dog back. Like, there's no, it's not based on anything. Like, I was expecting it to be like, oh, this is a British. You know what I thought it was? It was like a British newspaper comic. 'Cause the character looks like it,
like Asterix and Obelisk.
Yeah, something like that. Or like more like the Lockhorns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
oh, that delightful comic about spousal abuse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or Frank and Ernst, a delightful comic about homelessness. I was expecting it to be something like that because the character looks like it. The horrifying Atari box art. If you've seen that, like the character looks a lot like a shitty, like over, like one of those Ren and Stimpy drawings where sometimes they draw the cartoony thing super realistic.
Oh, like super sweaty SpongeBob?
Yeah. Yep. It looks like that a little bit with a really gross, huge nose. If you've never seen that, you should Google it right now. it's really disgusting. But I thought it would be like that. Like, oh, this is a British, like, cartoon or something like that. Or like a 40s cartoon. But nope, it's nothing.
No, this was original IP from the Atari team.
Yeah.
Recognizing like the 7800 is in real trouble. Oh, God, help. Something, anything.
Putting it in the original IP by, by system owners category with such things as, like, God of War. and Ico and stuff. Published by Atari for the
Oh my gosh, this guy's nose looks like a tumor.
It's disgusting. It looks like a big cartoon pimple.
I hadn't seen that. Holy shit.
It looks like a Garbage Pail Kid. disgusting. The dog, by contrast, looks pretty cute.
Yeah.
The dog's fine. But and to be fair, the box art for the Lynx version is more acceptable. But this version is just atrocious.
Like, yeah. The box art for the Lynx version kind of looks like a Pog art.
Yeah.
It's got kind of like a squiggle vision line kind of thing happening.
Yeah. Makes sense given that the Age of Pogs was
This is the dawning of the Age of Pogs.
Yeah, at the time this game came out. Capitalizing on all that Pog money.
Oh man, I was so my family and my parents are in the mode of get your shit out of our house. So mm-hmm. I've got all my old Pogs.
Oh hey.
Yeah.
You have an attorney. Is that what they call them in the Pog world?
What?
They call them a tournament. Are they still tournaments?
Maybe. Oh, is that the collective noun for Pogs? A tournament of Pogs?
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. No. I've got my old Pogs and my old Pokemon cards, which are not worth as much as I hoped.
Yeah. Pokemon cards, they went... Oh, man. I was just jokingly searching on eBay to see if there was Scrapyard Dog merchandise.
Yeah.
And there is.
I love that gasp that you gave.
Well, because I can own a Scrapyard Dog collectible promo enamel metal pin.
Oh.
And badge. And it's not very expensive. How amazing would it be if I did the speedrunning and YouTubing plan and then just wore this everywhere?
And you were like, if you can beat my time, you can get my pin.
Yeah,
it just started this. It's like that Craigslist experiment where a guy went from a paperclip to an apartment.
To a house, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I went from speedrunning Scrapyard Dog to suicide.
All in one weekend.
Yeah. All in one Craigslist trade. The Craigslist trade will buy gun. No price too small. or too high.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gary, we need to end this episode so quickly. It's not even funny. Yeah. Although James it's been Robinson a funny episode.
Can fuck himself.
Who?
James Robinson.
Oh, thanks, James.
My son, yours, who only suggested Lynx games. So if he pops up on the random number generator.
Oh, yeah.
Or Lynx ahead of us, which is nice because we have the emulation figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go fuck yourself, buddy. This is awful.
Please do.
Yeah, this is really bad, buddy.
Yeah, go fuck James. Yourself in a hotel hot tub.
Yeah, exactly. Go fuck yourself out of becoming the speedrun champion for...
In butthole soup. Dog.
Go fuck yourself with a... I don't mean that.
No, sorry. Oh, geez, I might edit that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Passions are running high here on Abject Suffering.
No, I apologize, James. Don't... However, if you ever fucking suggest a Lynx game again, you will wish you had. I'm sorry. I just didn't mean that.
Jesus! I'm editing this so much now.
I didn't mean any of those things.
That's fine. I know.
Does the NSA know?
The NSA knows everything, Gary. So, Gary, what are we doing next week?
You know, I'm kidding.
Or next episode, rather.
Stone Protectors.
Oh!
From John Solnier.
Oh, thank you, John.
We're going to do this so we don't have to play that PC Anachronics.
That's yeah. No.
We'll do it on man, I was gonna say on your deathbed. I need to stop talking about death.
Jesus, Gary. Stop digging holes.
It's not really a hole. It's just like mortality on the brain.
It's been a 2.5 year hole that we've been digging with this guy. We're just lucky that he's stuck around.
Yeah. Well thank you, John.
Thank you. John.
Yeah, so we're playing your stone protectors next.
Yeah.
Your precious stone protectors. Yeah. Which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Slash back on. Until next time, what can they do, Cole?
Well, until next time, you can like us on Facebook. Also, subscribe to us and leave us a rating or review on iTunes. So, people have been saying very nice things about the show recently, and I would like to see our listenership numbers reflect that. So, if you have any friends who like video games or like comedy, this is more of a comedy podcast than a video game podcast. I think both Gary and I are fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Just share it. Get the word out because this is a show that I very, very much enjoy doing. And I would like as many people to share in that enjoyment as possible. And if you like it, you should want other people to be happy too.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give sending it out a shot.
Yeah.
Get them to give it a shot.
Yes. There we go. We eventually got there.
Yes. Give a shot.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the usual like big network stuff. If you like stuff, check out other shows in the network, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do all the things you know to do.
Yep.
That help us out.
And if you're listening, we really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Umbasa.
Umbasa.